Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this wonderful Sunday morning. I hope you're all thinking about getting up, making a fresh pot of coffee, and joining us this morning as we discuss things that can be done to make your garden better for next year, putting it to bed, putting your tools away properly so that you don't end up with equipment that's rusted and just doesn't work, and getting out the equipment that you'll need as the weather changes. And watching the weather channel this morning, boy, the middle part of the East Coast is in for a huge ice storm, and we can talk a little bit about that on how to prepare your plants when that happens, because that can be a disaster for a lot of many plants. A good example, if you have hydrangea and you have not cut the old flowers off, I'm not saying prune back the plant, but just getting the old dried flower off the plant. The flower doesn't collect the ice. The weight of the ice doesn't bend the stem, and if you get a half an inch of ice on a hydrangea flower, it's going to break the branch. And if you've got a big hydrangea or a tree form hydrangea, and you get an ice storm, parts of the plant could break off, and that's many years of growth, and you could lose the beautiful shape. So if you have a nice tree hydrangea, watch the weather channel. Get out the pruners. You don't even have to pick them up. All I'm asking you to do is to cut off the old flowers just so there's no damage to your plant. Otherwise, you could lose entire plants. So clean those hydrangeas, get the old flowers off to prevent damage. Plants that tend to split when you do get ice are evergreen plants, especially arborvitae, because they are a multi-stem plant. A spruce tree, you don't have to worry about it for the most part, and 90% of your trees and your shrubs are not a problem. But evergreens that are multi-stem, like the arborvitae, can split like a star. The branches will bend over. And again, all you need is a ball of just green garden string. You tie it about a foot from the ground, maybe a little higher, and you walk around the plant, just laying that rope around it like a big corkscrew, twisting it as you go up, and then give it a little bit of a tug. You know, pull it fairly tight, but not overly tight, and then tie it off as high up as you can, and it will hold the whole tree as a single stem. And that way it won't split apart. What? Because if it does, if you've got four branches that make up that arborvitae, and you lose one branch, you could lose 25 to 30% of that plant, and now you've got a huge hole in it. And usually that happens at the portion that you're viewing on a regular basis. So if you've never done it in the past, this is a crazy winter so far. Just if you've been watching the news, the middle part of the country, they've been cold, they've had a lot of snow, and it's all headed towards the East Coast. So be aware of it and take care of your plants. The ground is finally freezing for most of us. That should stop the damage created by the moles and the voles in your lawn and in your garden, because once that ground freezes, the digging is over. So if you've noticed a lot of digging, raised areas, mounds of soil, those little rodents have really, really been busy. And if where you live, the ground isn't frozen, stamp with your feet those tunnels that they have created. Make them collapse. And that way, when we get some rain and the ground freezes, it's the tunnel will be frozen and they won't be able to move. They'll have to stay in their winter tunnels, which they have dug 3 feet below the ground. So voles and moles have two places. One right on the surface where they can feed on worms and grubs. And then they have a tunnel that goes straight down to their nest and where they live. So they collect all these insects and earthworms, bring it down in the tunnel, and they feed on it during the winter. So you've got to collapse those trenches. And if you live in an area where the ground doesn't freeze for a while yet, then put down a mole repellent, especially in the areas where they are active. Because if you don't, and we get some snow, and the ground is covered, and it insulates the ground, and the frost doesn't penetrate deep like it should, they're going to be very active all winter long. And I had this happen. The first year we built the house that we are living in now, we moved in September, and everything was just soil. So the very front of the house, I bought 1,000 square feet of sod, sodded it up to make it look nice. We seeded everything else, and during the winter, the moles got into the sod, and when spring came, I'm going to say 50% of the sod was gone. So they dug through it, created a real, real mess, and that's what I don't want to have happen to you. So spend 5 minutes, walk on your lawn. If you feel the ground give away as you walk and it feels soft in areas, look for these zigzagging trenches or mounds of raised soil. Walk on them. Flatten them out with your feet. And that will make it more difficult for them to work. And then when the cold weather arrives, which is coming, they'll freeze solid. They won't be able to continue their digging. They'll be confined to the lower tunnels, and you'll have a lot less damage. So those are two main things that should be done as soon as possible. And I know you've got decorating. A lot of you are still decorating outside of the house. You're shopping. You're entertaining. You're busy with putting up the Christmas tree and everything else. But believe me, if you can take a few minutes and do that, winterize your equipment with WD-40 for anything that's metal. Take you 5 minutes, and that 5 minutes can save you hundreds of dollars of replacement, especially for a spreader. And because the grit that's made up, the pellet, scratches the paint from the bottom of your spreader and the gears. And if you can wash it clean with the force of your hose and then spray it with the WD-40, it will prevent it from rusting. And next spring, you'll be adequate. Now, the reason I'm saying to do this is, and, you know, it may not be a big deal, but the holes and the numbers are calibrated to put down the proper amount of food for your lawn or lime or weed preventer or weed killer. And from years of using it, it scratches the hole. You get some rusting. The hole gets bigger. So if you're using 10,000 square feet of fertilizer the first year, within a five-year period, that bag will not adequately cover the entire lawn because the holes are getting bigger. So spend 5 minutes. Take a wire brush if necessary. Get the rust off and spray WD-40. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. After more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. That's toll-free, 855-660-4261. We've been talking for the last 2 or 3 weeks about our trip that we're planning to France. And we've made some great changes. Originally, the company that we're working with is called Globus. They are a worldwide company. They're one of the biggest travel companies in the world. And they had scheduled us to go to the beaches in Normandy and spend 3 hours touring the whole area. And I said, no. This isn't going to work. I mean, I'm going that far. I want to see everything there is to see. The museum, the cemetery, the churches, the village where they came in and so forth. And where the paratroopers landed the night before. And they said, okay, they fixed it. We're spending a whole day in Normandy. Then, one of you that was interested in coming asked a great question. You asked, how long are we staying at Monet's Garden? So we called the agency and they said, an hour and a half. And they told me and I said, that ain't going to fly. I said, we need a minimum of 2, 3 would be ideal. And I said, the answer is, we get up early. We have a nice breakfast, and we get there when the garden opens. They came back to me, and they said, it's been taken care of. You're going to have breakfast early. We're going to leave an hour earlier than planned, and we're going to be one of the first buses at Monet's Garden, which is incredible. Because if you can get there before everybody else does, you can take pictures without having everybody in them. And you can really take wonderful pictures of the garden, the bridge that he's so familiar in. We're making changes to it every day to make it better and better. So go to my website, paulparent.com, www.paulparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, and on the front page, right side, It says trip to France. Just click on it, and you'll see everything we're going to do. There's an olive orchard that we're going to, and they're going to show you how they prune it and harvest and process. There's an unbelievable vineyard, and I just can't talk enough about this vineyard. My wife and I have been there, and we want you to see this. It's like nothing that we have in this country. And then the truffle farm, $1,200 a pound for truffles. And they'll show you how they harvest it and tell you it grows on a special tree on the roots. And then we've arranged to fly the night before. So now we have a whole day extra in Paris to enjoy. And we're leaving Paris late instead of most tours. You leave first thing in the morning. We're not leaving until 4 o'clock that night. So we have another half a day in Paris, which is phenomenal. So I'm really excited about this trip. So go to paulparent.com, check it out. And if it's something that you'd like to sign up for, again, it's going to be limited because of the sizes of the buses. You know, you can make the call, get it booked up, make a great present. And if you've never been to France and to Paris, wow, it is absolutely beautiful. How can you beat that for a Christmas present for your spouse? Anyways, if we can help you, call us. It's toll free, 855-660-4261. You're getting house plants now to decorate for the holidays. Now, if the weather where you live is below freezing, you need to make sure that whatever you buy is wrapped. The poinsettia in particular. Even if it's 35 degrees out, if you walk out of that store into the cold air and put the poinsettia in a cold car, I guarantee you when you get home, some of the leaves are going to begin to fall because the plant's been chilled. Wrap it. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
My name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have open lines, and our phone number is toll free. So if you're up and about, give us a call and we'll try and help you with some of your gardening questions. The phone number is 855-660-4261. Call and we'll get you right on and answer your questions. Now, if you're doing some shopping and you're looking for a good plant, you've got to think about one thing: temperature in the home where you are bringing the plant. If it's a cool home, then tell the people in the greenhouse. And if, for example, a cool home, Christmas cactus will do very well. Cyclamen or sickleman will do very well. Christmas cherries, Christmas peppers, and then any kind of a bulb. If your house is on the warm side, poinsettias love the heat, begonias love the heat, and then all of your tropicals, things like gardenias, hibiscus, they love the heat, and then all of your foliage. So know what the conditions are before you go shopping. That way you can choose the right plant that the people will have the best results with. Okay? Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you ready to do a little gardening?
You betcha.
Terrific. Who do we have up first that would need a little bit of help with their garden?
First up, we've got Bob from Mass with a question about daisies.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent
Garden. Hi, Paul. How are you?
Merry Christmas. I'm wonderful. Merry Christmas.
Daisies.
Yes.
All them blooming. Now, when do I trim them back? Do I wait in the springtime to cut back? Or
I cut half of them and ran out of time. The other half will get done this morning because there's only three big ones left. And what I do, Bob, is I cut. Right now my Montauk daisies are probably 2.5 feet, but they're probably 4 feet wide. They came out beautiful. They were loaded with flowers. But I cut it down to about a foot because there will be some additional dieback. So I prune it normally in November to about a foot, and then in April, as I start to notice where the new growth is, then I'll remove any branches that die during the winter. And then if some branches are a little bit taller than what I want, then I'll cut it back again. But that's something that can be done any time now. Most of your perennials should be cut back. There are a few exceptions, but 99% of them do get cut back. Ornamental grasses, I don't. I leave them like that. I like that rustling sound when I'm outside because it dries. And the thing that I had an argument with one of my neighbors is the direction of the wind during the winter. And he said it went this direction. I said, no, it doesn't go in that direction. And he says, well, how do you know? And I said, well, you come to my house and I'll show you. And I showed him my ornamental grasses. They have a seed heads on them right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all bent in the direction that the wind was blowing. And I said, see how the flower is bent going towards the west? That means that the wind is blowing from east to west. If it was blowing the opposite direction, then that tassel would be bent. And he said, you're right. So that's what I do with my grasses. Then in March, I cut my ornamental grasses down to about 6 inches. And if I've had them for more than 4 or 5 years and the clumps are big, then I'll dig up the whole clump, cut it in half again. Now I've got 4 nice big clumps that I can give away or replant. So there's a lot that can still be done in the yard, but don't be scared. Get it done right now.
Okay.
Anything else we can help you with?
Yeah, well, I have a lot of moss in my garden.
This is a vegetable?
It's a vegetable garden, and I have a lot of moss. How do I? I put a lot of lime in it.
Okay. When did you put the lime in the garden, Bob?
I did it in the spring, and I did it in the fall when I pulled up all the plants, when I cleaned out my garden.
Okay, so did you really put it on heavy?
Yeah, I did. It was like snow.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's the secret. Now, do you have a wood stove or a fireplace?
No.
You don't? Okay.
I don't have access to that stuff.
Ask your neighbors if they do. And if you know of a neighbor that has a wood stove or a fireplace, ask them if they would save it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would do is I would bring them a metal bucket. Go to the hardware store, buy a 5-gallon metal bucket, bring it over to the neighbor and say, every time you clean this stove, put the wood ashes in this bucket. And when it's full, give me a call. I'll come and get it. You take it home. A 5-gallon bucket filled with wood ash spread over a garden that's 1,000 square feet will neutralize that acidity. and will get rid of the moss in your garden faster than a bag of lime. A bag of lime is ground up marble or limestone, and it takes 6 months to work. Wood ash will do the same thing in a 6 week period. So have them fill the bucket, you go get it, spread it in your garden during the winter. The rain, the snow will wash it in. It will neutralize the acidity. It will make the fertilizer that you put in that garden and the one that naturally occurs in the garden more available to the plant. And then if you still have some left, put it in your lawn. A soil that's acid, Bob, is more likely to have weeds and crabgrass. And Scotts did a test in their trial gardens in Ohio. And they took a half acre of land, and they used aluminum sulfate. And they acidified that soil to bring the pH down to 4.5. 7 is neutral. So they lowered it to 4.5. They fed it just like they did a non-acidic area. And what they found out over a 3-year period, where the soil was acid, crabgrass came in freer. Dandelions, chickweed, clover, and all those other weeds were more likely to grow in that acidic area than one that was sweet. So those of you listening, if you have not limed your lawn and you've had a problem with weeds and you have a fireplace, a wood stove, a pellet stove, take that ash and every time you clean it, go out in the yard and just throw it on your lawn. Right on top of the snow. It's going to melt. It's going to get in the soil. And believe me, you will have a much better looking lawn with less of a problem with weeds. And your vegetable garden will grow that much better. So will your perennials. So will your flowering trees, dogwoods, crab apples, flowering pear, flowering cherry, flowering plum, and newly planted trees. They'll grow better because if your soil is acid, the acidity will grab a hold of the available phosphorus in the ground and it will cling to it and it makes it unavailable to the plant. If phosphorus is available to the plant, the roots will grow better. So
thank you, Paul.
Take that wood ash and use it. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call, Bob. And have a great Christmas. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from Maine with a question about roses.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent God Club, and Merry Christmas to you.
And to you, Paul. Just a couple of quick questions. First, when do I prune my roses? I haven't pruned them this fall. Do I wait until early spring? And then I also have a question about my daffodils that are peeking, you know, their heads are peeping up above the ground just a tad, and I'm a little worried about that. Should I cover them up with wood chips or mulch or something like that?
Okay. On any bulbs that are sticking out, if they're out an inch or more, you can put a little bit of bark mulch on top of it. It's just we had a nice fall. The bulbs started to grow. They poked through the ground, looked around, and said, it's nice out. Do I continue or do I just look? If we have a winter with no snow cover and wind, the tips will all turn brown. Doesn't hurt the plant, except that you've got this brown tip. So if you want to cover them with some mulch or pine needles, that will protect them against wind and lack of snow cover. On your roses, the only thing that you want to prune on your roses is just below a dead flower bud. Nothing else. Okay? You don't prune roses until the baseball season starts in the spring. So I'm from New England. So when the Red Sox come to Fenway Park in Boston and play their first game, I go outside and I cut back all of my roses. If you cut it back now, and this is even if you live in Tennessee or if you live in Alabama, it's cold. If you prune your roses in the fall or now, you know, it's winter to be practical. Where you make the cut, because there's no foliage, because the rose has gone dormant, that cut that you make on the branch does not make a scab. It doesn't seal. So all winter, as the wind blows across your yard, it pulls moisture out of that branch, and your branch starts to dry out. As it dries out, it shrinks, and you get dieback on your plant. So you never prune roses in the fall, in the springtime. So in March, if the weather is starting to look good, get out there and cut it back, prune them, clean it. Anything that's dead, remove. But never prune roses in the fall, except to get the old flower buds, and that's just below the bud. If we can help you, the number here is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Call us. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. So if you can, give us a call, and we'll try to solve some of your problems as we are putting our gardens to bed, the tool shed, and getting the equipment ready for the winter months. So call us, and we'll all work together. Now, we've been talking about things that we can still do. When you go to your local nursery or garden center, some of them may still have bulbs available. And if they do, they're probably putting them on sale. Tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, and all of those, if your ground is not frozen, can be planted. That's not a problem. If your ground is frozen, then buy some bags of potting soil. And if you've got some old plastic pots hanging around that your geraniums came in, the plants came in, put some soil in the bottom, set your bulbs in the pot, cover them with soil, and then take those containers and put them on the floor in the back of your garage, in your tool shed, in the bulkhead stairs going in and out of your basement that you're not really going to be using. Put them in there. They'll grow. And then, after the holidays, you need to have a 10 to a 12 week period for the bulb to grow. So if you can put them underneath a deck where it's going to stay cold and out of the snow, underneath a porch, in a crawl space, where it stays cold for a 10 to 12 week period. Then you bring them up one pot at a time, put them in the windowsill, give them a good drink of water, and they'll bloom for you in your home. When they get done blooming, you cut off the blossoms. Allow the foliage to stay in a sunny window for about a month to regain the energy that it took to make the flowers, then put them in your basement, and then in April, plant them in your garden, and they'll come up next year. So take advantage of the bulb sales. Look at the bulbs first. Make sure they look okay. They're not soft. There's no black mold. And the place that you want to check is at the bottom of the bulb where the roots are. To squeeze that bottom. Just press on it. And if it feels firm, you're okay. If it feels soft, leave it right there. But you can still plant and have good results. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Chuck from New Hampshire with a question about butterfly bush.
Chuck, welcome to the Paul Parent God Club, and Merry Christmas to you.
Hi, thanks.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Just a quick question about how severely to cut butterfly bush and when to cut it back.
Okay, butterfly bush is another plant, and it didn't cross my mind when I was talking about the hydrangea. But butterfly bush...
I missed that part too, so if you could repeat that, that would be great.
Okay, on your butterfly bush, because the plant is dormant and because of the time of the year, do not prune it right now. Because if you cut it, you'll have an open wound. Moisture will escape during the winter. The root system is in the ground frozen and cannot replace the missing moisture, and your butterfly bush will actually die back. And you could end up with one that's half the size or possibly dead. So you never prune butterfly bush until the month of March or April, depending on where you live. Yeah. And then you can take a butterfly bush that, let's say, is 4 feet tall. You can take up to a third of the plant off. That'll make it bushier. It will encourage a lot of new growth. It will give you more flowers. And because you've cut it back, the stems of the plant will get larger, making the plant stronger and better able to take weight of heavy snow. So, great question, good timing. For now, say you have a good winter, and if it's one that's growing in all directions, you could even pull it together with some string and tie it so that it doesn't break in half. If it's got a V-shaped crotch, tie them up a little bit.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.